Number one thing that people ask us is, how do you use email, and do you use email, and should I just let Facebook and Twitter and all that be my connection with my customers? And we've kind of brought in an expert to answer those questions.
It is. You know, people are concerned. Is email kind of going by the wayside? Well, we brought in Ben Settle. He's one of the world's leading email marketing specialists, also the editor of the prestigious Email Players newsletter and author of Street Smart Email. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we are so glad that you are with us. And do you see, Ben, these days, is it true that people are switching over to more social media, or are they still actively using email for marketing?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people are switching to social media, which is actually really good for the people who are using email because there's less competition. And it's kind of like when everybody started using email, there was no competition in the snail mailbox.
Right.
And you could get your message through. So it's actually a good thing if you're using email.
So is it possible to help business increase their sales with email even in that environment?
Oh, absolutely. Because with email, what a lot of people don't understand is email is about developing a really, really strong bond with people on your email list. And every day, if you do it daily, and this is what I teach people to do it daily, if you're talking to someone daily, it's just like a radio talk show, kind of like what you're doing. You get to talk to them every day. You get to interact with them every day. You become the person that they know, like, and trust. And if you're using some of these other methods, and I have nothing against social media, I use it myself, you're kind of one voice out of a whole bunch of voices. But in email, you've got their undivided attention right there in their inbox.
Now, you say that you call it the talk radio secret to writing emails, and you say that customers love reading and buying from them. How do you create that where it's a conversation? Because it just seems like it's all newsletters and sales pitches to me.
Yeah, there is a lot. A lot of it is just straight pitching, constantly pitching. And people just tune that out. I mean,
right.
The reason I actually call it talk radio on glass, you know, sort of referring to the computer screen, because it's just like you're the host of your own show. If you think of your list as the audience, you're going to give them a fun, informative show in email using text. And, yeah, you're going to sell something, but you're going to make it worth their time. And you're not going to push anything on them. You're going to be developing a relationship with them and educating them about what you have. It's not really pitch, pitch, pitch. It's more like people look forward to hearing from you when you do it right.
You know, I love that, Ben, and here's the reason I do is because in order to produce a talk radio show, you have to put an awful lot of thought into, you know, what the content is that you're going to bring in and the value that you're going to bring. Otherwise, people tune out. And I don't think a lot of people are doing that yet. They're not really putting – they're just saying, I want to sell something.
Yeah.
And how do I sell something?
Ben, I think the issue comes they don't want to put the time in. That's why they're using email, is because they can, with one letter – can blast out to their entire database. It almost seems kind of lazy.
Yeah, it is. And it would be like a radio show like yours. If all you did was pitch every day, nobody would listen.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
That's an infomercial.
Yeah, exactly.
So then what would our listeners do in order to get started with email marketing if they've never done it before?
That's a really good question. And this is what a lot of people get tripped up on, this because they don't know where to start. And they start loading all their contacts in like their Outlook address book, and they start sending emails out, and you don't want to do that. The first thing you want to do is you want to go on the internet, Google it, autoresponder company. There's a lot of reputable ones out there. There's AWeber, there's iContact, there's One Shopping Cart. I mean, any of the reputable ones. You want to get an account with one of them. And then they will give you code, and it's real easy. I mean, it sounds technical, but they make it real easy. It's just copy and paste. They'll give you some code that you put on your website, and so you can put a little form to join your e-zine or your newsletter, or just to get daily tips from you or weekly tips. Now you're going to be in complete compliance with the spam laws, and they'll be able to remove themselves from your list on their own just by clicking a link if they don't want to get email from you anymore. And that's all you do, and then you just start mailing them regularly. I prefer daily, every weekday, but as often as you can. And the more you do it, the easier it gets, and the more sales you'll make in most cases.
You say that a business owner can use email to generate a surge of new sales in 24 hours or less. That's a hot button.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. And now the only caveat to that is you have to already have an existing list of people. But if you do, there's a lot of power in just doing a really good sale. A lot of people are afraid to have sales. What I like to do is come up with like an irresistible offer. Maybe you sell a product for $100, but maybe you just want to give it away for like $20. Just get people into a buyer's list. And once you've done that, you've identified all the people who are really interested in what you have to say and what you're selling. And you'll get that short-term surge of cash flow. A lot of people will call it like a customer reactivation sale. They'll have a list of people they have not heard from in like a year, and they'll send them just an irresistible offer that they just couldn't refuse. It's a product that they probably wanted, but they've just been procrastinating. Once you do that, you're going to get a lot of people who have never bought from you all of a sudden buying from you, and it happens right away.
Well, and big companies do that all the time. They have their loss leaders at the grocery store. They always have like their one product that is just this killer smoking deal to get you in the door, to get you online. And then while you're there, they've recaptured you as a customer and hopefully have regenerated some interest in the company. And so that is something that a lot of companies use.
Our guest is Ben Settle, one of the world's leading email marketing specialists, the author of the Email Player's Cookbook. And now Ben, just a final question for you, I guess, is you talk about a neurological discovery, and it makes it super easy to quickly create profitable emails for people who hate writing. Can you address that for us?
Oh, absolutely. I have a friend who studies, he's not a neurologist, but he's always reading papers on neurology and everything. And he was telling me how it's really hard for the human brain to read and write. And it's not that people can't do it. It's just hard. That's why most people never read a book after they graduate college. It's just really hard. And if you can learn to just tell simple stories in your emails, just a story about something that happened to you today, it's very easy to write it. It's very, very easy for people to understand it. It's very entertaining. It makes it fun to read your email. And you just kind of tie it into something you sell, but you give them a good story. And real life is just, I mean, it's just full of this. Everything that happens to you in a day is an email, as far as I'm concerned. And it makes it super easy. And I've had people tell me they couldn't even write a grocery list before, but when they started telling stories, now they're writing emails every day, and they're just loving it, and they're making more sales. And
I love that. Tell me, where can we go to find out more information about you and the publications that you have?
www.bensettle.com.
BenSettle.com. Ben, are you? I know you're the email king, but do you use Facebook?
I do use Facebook. Yeah, I still use social media. I think it's a great tool. I just think it's more of a traffic and relationship thing, not really something to sell on.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, we would love for you to post your links to your website on our Experience Pros Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Our listeners will go there, and then they will come to you. We thank you so much for being a part of the show today and all that you have done for this. And, Angel, what a great way to wrap up. You know, for those who are wanting to pick our brains about email, we've just given you the answer.
I love it. Ben was full of just a treasure trove of information. I hope you took some notes and are sending out an email telling your story to your customers today. Build that relationship.